Austin and the Exotic Set. This is Emily.
Hi, this is the community. I was wondering if I could have a chat to Brock at some point today or tomorrow.
Alright, he's just in concert at the moment. I can take your details and get him to give you a ring back. What was your surname again, sorry?
Mioni, M-I-O-N-I.
Alrighty. And who is this for?
Two of my birds, but primarily Willow.
Willow, and what is it discussing? I just need to know if it's going to be a phone consultation or if it's just, yeah, like what the nature of it is.
Oh, God. I mean, Remy, my cockatiel, he's had some unknown issue that I've done every test under the sun for since February, and I just wanted to ask for an opinion on what to do. And then Willow, I just wanted to give a little update of how she's doing with treatment.
Okay. Yeah, no worries at all. And probably a phone consultation, just because you'll be getting second opinion for Remy, but for Willow, that's just an update. That's, yeah, there's no charge or anything like that. So it'll probably be a phone consultation charge.
How much would that cost?
That one will be 170.
170?
Yeah.
I might skip that, actually, but it's okay.
Yeah, no, that's all good. It's just because you're getting a second opinion, it is taking up consultation time.
I understand that,
It would be
the
same as sort of if we got you to just bring him in. How is Willow going? I can pass on the update to Dr. Brock.
Oh, God, I don't even really know how to explain it, to be honest. Just when she's been active, she's fine. When she's a bit sleepy, she's a bit extra fluff. She's a bit extra lethargic than she should be.
So she's worse than what she was?
I would say slightly better.
Okay.
But I think the medication...
But still lethargic. Oh, still like a bit drowsy from the medication?
Pardon?
Like a bit drowsy, would you say, from the medication?
I don't think doxycycline is drowsy. I don't think so. She's just, whenever she is being, like, chilled out, relaxed, she just seems a bit extra lethargic and fluffy than she should be.
So she's sleeping more than what she normally would?
No, I wouldn't say that.
No?
A bit more lethargic than normal.
I'm just trying to, because he's going to ask me as well, and he would still ask you to describe the lethargy. So as in, like, is she fluffed up and, like, passing out lethargic, or is she sleeping?
No, nothing like that, no.
Okay,
just
yeah.
Mild. When she is being sleepy, she's just a little more sleepier than she would normally be.
Yeah, okay. But that's been an improvement compared to what she was previously?
I mean, there's barely any difference. He was. I sent an email, and he said he would have expected, I think, after 48 hours or something, that there should have been an improvement.
Yeah.
I've only noticed a slight improvement, maybe. I think it's been, like, day six now.
Yeah, alrighty. Hey, I'll just pop you on hold for one moment, Jessica, if that's okay.
Yep, all good.
Awesome, thank you.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical...
Hey, Jessica, thanks so much for holding. I just had... tried to just grab Dr. Brock, but he's just, he's in an emergency at the moment. He said, but if you're able to send through an email, that'd be a better form of communication.
Okay,
for the moment. Yeah, alrighty.
Okay, thank you.
That's okay. Bye.
Bye.